Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. We thank you for listening on your radio, the free Odyssey app. Of course, our favorite, the folks on YouTube, the folks watching on YouTube. So glad to see you. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So I've been looking forward to this Top 5 since about 1:50.
Really?
Yeah, came out and said, like, get me to 5 o'clock.
He did. I didn't know what the hell he was so excited for.
Yeah. Really?
He thought it meant that I was just ready to get out of here. Never. Everyone knows it's a bonus at a half hour of Fritz 6 tonight. I'm here till 7:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what I got for today is the 5 best things I've seen in the last day. Now, I didn't anticipate this show giving me so much content today.
Oh, no.
So starting at number 5, I thought it was just going to be this one where Ike was talking about Kelly Rowland.
You know who I'll go with, though?
Who?
Underrated.
Yep.
Underrated.
Okay.
But not if you got a real eye for beauty.
Okay.
I'm going with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, Kelly Rowland is a good answer.
Like she of all the, like, the Destiny's Child. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, like your voice gave out too at the end.
Yeah, so just in case the family didn't hear that at 2 o'clock, you made sure they heard it at 5.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But that got trumped. That got trumped. The beginning of Spike and Mayock today. For those that missed it, here it was.
Man, as a fan, you would just like it if they would shut up for 1 week so you could talk about the football team.
Well, you got the question there, big fella?
No.
Let's not go backwards.
Isn't that, you know, I didn't have a question. I was having a conversation.
Yeah, just the night, the two friends catching up.
Just talking.
Yep.
You know, got a question there.
Got a question there, big fella?
I don't know. What do you see on the tape? Bah.
The fourth best thing I've seen.
Wait, it's 4? That both was number 5?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The quick recap of what number 5 was going to be is the morning show made Kelsey cry again, which is, they can't, it's unbelievable.
Seriously.
Every week.
Yeah.
They got an issue in that morning show. Enough with the tears. These are football players.
Yeah, grow up.
Highly emotional on that show.
Yes,
all the time. All right. Number 4, the best thing I've seen in the last day. So, a little backstory here. So the Yankees, they offered Trent Grisham a qualifying offer. Trent Grisham is a mostly bad center fielder that had a career year last year, hit 34 home runs. The qualifying offer is $22 million, which they can't use on other pieces of the team. Most likely takes them out of cocksucker. That's a quick backstory. Well, we love a good sports radio caller meltdown.
Yeah.
And a caller called WFAN, Evan and Tiki, yesterday and gave us some gold.
Let's go to John in Massapequa. Hey, John.
This moron, Brian Cashman, is an idiot. He bit off more than he could chew. He read the wrong cards. Now he's got to deal with this one-hit wonder, overpaid bum ass, Trent Grisham, $22 million, with a couple more million dollars, with a Captain Tony Bellinger. No, you got to hear how Steinbrenner got to the damn pennies. Oh, payroll, what's the debt? We got Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole
Now, this team, has won more championships than any team in professional sports, has made the playoffs like 14. If you think we're the only ones that get upset when a good team isn't good enough. Now, the way it works, Jack, is my guess here is Cashman offers him the qualifying offer, expecting he'll turn it down, because if he does, they get a draft pick if he signs with somebody else. Is that the way it works?
Mm-hmm.
So they offer him the qualifying offer, not expecting that he'll actually take it.
Most likely, yes.
Yeah.
Because they thought maybe he'd get a multi-year deal elsewhere.
Right, right.
And he did not. He went back to the Yankees on a one-year, $22 million deal.
Yeah.
His agent was like, yeah, we ain't getting more.
Yeah. I feel like Phillies got screwed in like 2003. Because they were trying to get Polanco to not accept the qualifying offer, but they wanted him to, you know, they wanted to get it.
Yeah.
And so the higher the offer, the higher, you say they get a draft pick?
Yeah, so if you offer them a qualifying offer and they don't take it and they sign elsewhere, you get a draft pick back. So like Ranger, when he signs elsewhere, the Phillies are going to get a draft pick back because they offer him a qualifying offer and he's going to sign a bigger deal elsewhere.
I guess I'm asking, the higher the money.
Yes, the better the
pick.
That's
what I'm saying, the better the draft pick. Well, why not? If you don't want him to accept the offer, then just give him a lowball.
No, the qualifying offer is set.
Oh, it's already set.
It's a number that is determined by their years in the league, their production, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Polanco accepted it, which meant they couldn't bring Utley up. And they had Polanco, Utley, and David Bell at the same time, which obviously didn't work out.
Not great.
All right.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
The third best thing I've seen in the last day is we've been monitoring the Kate Scott situation.
Oh, did we get a new one?
We got a new one last night.
We did.
So on top of Adem Apples.
Yeah. How about Adem Apples?
Yeah. And then 3J for VJ.
Yeah.
Which I support.
Which we support that one. VJ Max, we're also a fan of.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, she threw this one out last night for Andre Drummond.
9-7 now for Walker. 9-3 Sixers run. Trimming the lead back to single digits. Drummond the steal. A drum solo!
That's a rough one.
A drum solo.
Yeah. A drum solo!
Think she ever seen Drumline?
I don't know. I do know, how do you have drum solo ready for a... You don't really expect Drummond to get a steal, take it down the court, and dunk it. Yeah. It really was a drum solo at that point. She waited for not just him to hit a basket, for a specific...
I agree. Yeah.
Drum solo.
Yeah.
I give her credit for keeping it in the chamber. I don't want any more drum solo, though.
He's kind of looking like a guard out there. I mean, he's quick.
No, I mean the phrase.
No, I know.
I'm good with 3J for VJ.
She needs to have something for Drummond's corner three ball.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Yes, which is my favorite shot on the team.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Love the corner Drummond three.
I do.
You're the only one.
Shoot it every time.
No, he's not.
You like it too?
Of course I do.
Do you like it in a
104? I'm a Drummond guy.
Do you like it in a 104-101 game?
No.
I don't care.
I don't want it in the closing moments.
It's going to be unguarded. Give it to me. 104-101, let's go.
All right.
Maxie was like, he's a good three-point shooter. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
He's shooting like 45%, wasn't he?
He is.
What a game, though.
Not bad. Hey. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Second best thing I've seen in the last day, this happened on the midday show today when it sounds like Joe Giglio might have had a stroke.
Casper, the friendly ghost over there. He's scared of his own shadow. It doesn't even.
He's talking about Joe.
No, I'm not scared of my scat. I'm scared of them infighting.
Oh, man. I've been there.
Yeah, that's a rough one. That's sort of like the mayor getting confused on EAGLES, and once you get lost, you can't find it. He's like, what's the word? Is it shared shadow?
It's not even like Giglio, it didn't hit him, it didn't feel like. He thought shared of my shadow, or shared of my shadow was real.
Shared of my scatter.
Shared of my scatter. Yeah. Do it one more time.
Shared of my scat. I'm shared of them infighting.
And he still says, I'm shared of them.
Yep. He couldn't get out of it.
I'm shared of them infighting.
You was like, what?
I'm not shared of my scat. That sounds bad. I'm scared saying that.
I've been there.
Yeah.
You have been. You have been. But the best thing I've seen in the last day is, yet again, there's another article in Barrett Sports Media
about the camera.
About the camera.
It's unbelievable.
And the headline is, Joe DeCamera is the bridge connecting Philadelphia's sports past and future at 94 WIP. Big quote, big take from DeCamera in the byline.
What would you get?
I don't think people nationally understand how ingrained sports are in the Philadelphia sports culture.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Have you ever heard that before?
That. Yeah. Nobody knows that. They might as well put him on staff with the amount of articles they write. Like, they must have a direct line. He's got a phone in his house that is only for Barrett Sports Media when they need to do an interview with Joe. It's like, how many articles about Joe DeCamera do we need?
It's big time, man. It's big,
connecting the Philadelphia sports past and current, that's you. You were there. He wasn't even there with all the old guys. You were, and now you're
that's
here.
That's true, yep. Like, Barrett hasn't called me.
No, they have not. Now, they might have sent you an email.
Or they might have, and I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. You know Joe's answering the email of Barrett Sports Media. Oh, yeah, yeah, get me in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, how many articles can you write about the fifth most important host at WIP?
Wow.
How many?
Tough.
How many? Barrett Sports Media. What are you doing? There's too many the camera articles. Write an article about Ike.
Or you.
Well, I've been in it enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, former number one voted program director in
twice.
The country.
Oh, twice.
That's right.
Twice.
Ooh, that's right. Twice. Ooh,
twice. Yes. Twice. Yes. And the time I was number two, I got screwed by the guy in Boston. It's like, come on. I'm a better program director than Rick Radzik. No offense, Rick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And none taken, I'm sure, yeah.
Well, you could be two. There's no shame in being two, unless you're me and you deserve to be one. 215-592-9494.
Oh,
Christmas and Hanukkah is coming up, and if it's like my house, you get gifts for the pets for Christmas and Hanukkah. Dogs and Cats Rule knows it. They have, if you want to get them a toy, every one of the seven locations, plenty of great toys, plenty of the collars, harnesses, treats for your dog or your cat at Dogs and Cats Rule, one of the seven locations. How about this? It's cold out, if you're like us as well. Now, I don't support this, but my wife makes us do it. You want a coat for the dog for out in the cold walks, maybe a warm fleece, maybe a sweater. They have those in all sizes and colors. And when you walk into Dogs and Cats Rule, thanks to the lead dog, George Perenni, you have the best staff anywhere who could answer all your questions about pet nutrition, what you should feed your dog or your cat, supplements, all that stuff. Top-of-the-line products, but top-of-the-line staff as well.
Man, they make fleece for dogs?
They do.
Man.
A little fleece for your dog? Oh,
okay.
Absolutely. Seven locations, five in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, two in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Jeff in D.C. See, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, big fella?
This is going to be a whole thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we know it's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be a whole thing.
All right.
What's up,
normally,
Jeff?
I only call when I'm really, really pissed at you and or Elliot.
But okay.
This time I called because I just wanted to say about all the stuff that's coming out. I'm with Ike. I could not care less as long as they're winning. I don't care if they're saying... I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what comes out of there. As long as they're winning, I am good with it. I know the offense has got to play better. And you guys know I'm a Jalen apologist. I have five Jalen jerseys. But he's not been playing well. So, you know, I get all that. And I get that you guys have to talk about it. My wife earlier this week, we're listening to the show. She's like, are you guys 8-2 or 2-8? What's going on with the talk show? And I'm trying to explain to her, look, they got to talk about it. You can't just not talk about how bad the offense has been. But at the end of the day, we're 8-2. That's all I care about. That's all I care about.
That's all you should care about as a fan. I think the worry would be if you're a fan. I'm not telling you to care about it, but I think this sort of stuff makes it. I'm not going to give you a percentage, but when a team has this type of stuff floating around, it just makes it less likely they will be successful in the future. You know, Elliot.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
Elliot. Fair. Elliot tweeted earlier, and it was just wrong. I thought it was short-sighted. He said this team has this going on all the time, and they win all the time, and it hasn't affected them in the 2+ years. You know, they've been winning, and that's actually wrong. If we go back to it hasn't affected them in the last year and a half. It right. certainly affected them in 2023.
Without question,
100% affected them in 2023.
Yeah. So I think, you know, even if it's not total meltdown, right? Even if it doesn't cause, because I think that a credit you could give Jalen is. It's not going to become a total meltdown because he's not going to let it become a total meltdown, at least in what we can see.
Right.
I would wonder if subliminally or in the back of everyone's mind, it's sort of there. And I think that is the effect that the AJ thing may have had, in that we could all say it's fine when AJ's doing it, but did that sort of implicitly, the fact that he was not punished for it, he was not sat for a drive, he wasn't sent home, none of that, does it sort of give everyone the implicit permission to say, if you're not happy, you can blame it on someone else too? And I think that sort of stuff is infectious, and I hope they wrap it up, because I don't think it's good overall for the team.
And the good thing, and I agree with everything you just said, shockingly, but the thing I feel like is Jalen, the reason why Jalen is so successful here in Philly is because he was built for this town. He was built to play in Philly. I mean, you can have, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of other quarterbacks that are more talented than him. Well, maybe not plenty, but there's, you know, at least a handful that you would say are more talented than him. But man, I wouldn't want Josh Allen and his demeanor playing here. I don't know if he could handle it. I don't know if maybe Joe Burrow can handle it because of the way he is. But there's a lot of guys that are really talented that could not. You think Jared Goff could handle playing here with his tiny two gloved hands? No way.
No way.
He
couldn't, but Josh Allen could handle playing.
Yeah, here. What about Josh Allen's demeanor tells you that he couldn't? Now, Philly's tough, but Josh
Allen. I don't know. I said I don't know. Okay. I don't know if he could or not. Right. I'm not saying he couldn't, but I don't know. So.
Yeah.
Well, you're right about Jared Goff.
Yeah,
there's no way he could handle it.
Anybody that wears a glove on their throwing hand is out in my book.
Well, in fairness, he couldn't even handle L.A., and nobody even cares out there. So,
Exactly.
Jared Goff, man, is just – he is a good quarterback.
The talent is there.
A lot of wins.
Is he, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's a good quarterback.
I mean, you can't
– Is he, though?
Well, Jeff, I mean –
I would take Jalen over him.
Well, you
take Jalen over Jared Goff.
Yeah. I had him, famously, I had him eighth.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, I like that.
It's hard.
Thank you.
Well, it's hard to win. He's not just put up numbers, and he's not just won. He's done both. I don't think he's the best quarterback in the league. I think he is in that 6-13,
sure.
You know, depending. Yeah. Yep. But I would be nervous. The same reason that Sean McVay decided to move on from him. He just thought he wasn't like a – he might have been a floor raiser, but he wasn't a ceiling raiser. And in the toughest spots, he wanted a different guy, and he proved to be right, you know? So, all right, Jeff.
I need two gloved hands. I don't trust him.
All right,
Jeff.
He didn't give us our...
Oh, Jeff. Yeah, you got a perfect 10?
I got several, but I'll give you one.
Give
Kate
me one.
Upton.
Kate Upton is absolutely all-time
Upton.
GOAT level.
Yeah.
Yep. Kate Upton, just all-time.
Big personality.
She was at the World Series, right?
Yeah, she was the one that was going back and forth. Phillies fans because Verlander, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
Is she married to Verlander? Yeah, she's married to Justin Verlander.
Yeah. You guys know?
Well,
I got another one.
It was the Kate Upton, the freaking cat, her doing the cat daddy dance.
Yeah.
That video. It's ingrained in my brain.
I got to throw Rihanna in there too, man.
Yes.
Riri's
perfect 10.
Yeah.
See, Kriana was a problem for sure, in a good way. That's in a good way.
Shy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
What's going on? It's been a while.
Shy.
What's up, Shy?
I don't know. I kind of got a bone to pick with the entirety of WIP.
All right.
Dallas week, and we're still sitting here on Thursday talking about
Dallas week's dead and antiquated. Who cares?
It's not dead and
yes,
antiquated.
It is.
No matter what the record
is. You're 20 years old. You've dominated the Cowboys your entire life.
What does my opinion differentiate from yours just because of my age?
Well, I'm just saying that you, much like me, have grown up your entire life with the Cowboys being irrelevant. Like, come on. We're above Cowboys week.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Above coming up at Fritz at 6.
He's about to rip the rivalry. It's still going to be a close game, and we're sitting here talking about...
Well, they're going to lose, but...
And whatever you want to call it, his antics or his shortcomings.
Yeah.
The guy brought us the Super Bowl. The guy was a runner-up. I mean, we're going to run this guy out of town.
No, we're not. No,
we are. This is all, especially the midday show and Joe Giglio. This is all he talks about.
That dude, let me tell you, Shy, you don't have to worry about him running from anything. That dude enjoys being here. That dude got Michael Jordan to come to the opening game.
But it's not even so much of that. It's just like, why are
I'm just saying he's not going anywhere because of criticism, because I don't think he listens to it.
But it's not so much about Jalen even. It's about hearing this constantly.
Well, but okay.
Well, it's news. Hopefully the team stopped saying stuff and doing stuff.
Yeah, Shai, this is where I get...
media manufacturing.
Yeah, this is where I get frustrated. If the team wasn't so busy with their little texting fingers and Twitter fingers and Instagram fingers, busy trying to let everybody know that they weren't happy with the quarterback, then...
Well, it's just one guy. It's one guy.
No, it's not.
No, we know who it is.
It's not one... can I promise you, it's not one guy. It's not.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Because we know.
It's not one guy. Shy, I'm going to tell you right now. It's not just one guy. I'm not saying it's everybody. I can promise you, me to you, it's not just one guy.
So would you say it's like Mike in ticketing or something?
No. I am telling you. I am telling you, Shy, that I am sure that there is more than one player on offense that is frustrated with the quarterback and more than one player that is probably communicating those frustrations otherwise. Sure.
Darius Cooper.
No. See, you don't want to be Shy. You can live in your little dreamland where everybody loves Jalen.
I'm not saying that. I just want to focus.
So tell them to stop it. Tell your coach to send A.J. Brown home. Tell your coach to say, you know what's more important than talent? Culture. The guy that preaches culture, that has been to two Super Bowls and won one, then send him home. Then anybody who leaks anything, send them home. Sit them. The friggin' Dallas Cowboys sat two wide receivers in their first drive.
Yeah, no, you're right.
What I mean? Like, do something about it. I appreciate, I can understand because we're not the originators, but like we keep it going. Mm-hmm. But it's not my job to help the Eagles win. It's just not. I hope they win. I want them to win. It's not our job to do it. It's their job. If there is a failure, if this stuff prevents them from winning, it's on them. It's on them. It's on them for the leaks. It's on them for not controlling it. It's on them for not performing. All on them. And I can promise you, Jalen Hurts and his $50 million a year is not going anywhere.
No.
He's not running away from it, I guess is my point.
They may trade him, but it won't be because he wants to leave.
No.
You're not running him out of town.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Did I say they might trade him? No, they won't trade him.
Well, yeah. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Cade's Christmas Sleigh Bar. I got Chuck from Mount Airy over here. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Cade's. Good news and bad news for tonight's Sixers game. We'll get to that next. This is the
AJ Brown talk.
AJ Brown talked, really?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's smiling.
That's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.